Prosser has been a congressional aide, an attorney for the Federal Department of Justice, and a district attorney. But he spent the bulk of his career, 14 years, as a Republican state legislator, eight of those as the leader of the Assembly Republicans. Here's a clip of him lambasting Democrats on the Assembly floor about the transportation budget in 1996.
When the people know the facts and the people give us a sense of direction, you're going to lose and you will be unable to answer why you voted no against this.
During a recent candidate debate, Prosser told voters he left his partisan passion behind 12 and a half years ago when then-Governor Tommy Thompson appointed him to the Supreme Court.
Dave Prosser is not a partisan. I used to be a partisan. I acknowledge that. When I came on the court, I wanted to be respected as a neutral, nonpartisan, impartial justice and somewhat of a scholar of the law, because that isn't exactly what some people expected. I think I've proven that.
Prosser has tried to make his tenure as GOP leader in the legislature an asset in his reelection campaign. He says he's better able to understand the legislative branch than his opponent, Joanne Kloppenburg, who's worked for 22 years as a Department of Justice attorney.
I know how to find legislative history better than any other member of the court. I can assure you that. I can understand how the legislature works. I'm the only justice with a legislative background.
Prosser says that means he can more accurately interpret the laws his former colleagues in the legislature have passed, or not passed, as the case may be. That issue in the form of the controversial collective bargaining law may soon be before the court in stark terms. Both Prosser and Kloppenburg have been trying desperately to steer clear of any comments that reveal how they might rule on whether or not the bill was passed legally. Former Democratic Governor Patrick Lucey says he thinks Prosser has already tipped his hand. Last week, the 93-year-old Lucey switched his endorsement to Kloppenburg. Until then, he was serving as the honorary co-chair of Prosser's reelection committee.
He's been trying awfully hard to make it clear that he is a Republican and will reflect that on the court. The court is going to have some very tough decisions to make, and I think he made it very clear which way he would vote in that instance.
Lucey says his change of heart was also prompted by the release of some emails revealing a nasty argument in chambers between Prosser and Chief Justice Shirley Abrahamson.
I was very disappointed in Prosser in the kind of language he used in describing the Chief Justice, whom I appointed.
There have been no polls released on how voters view this race, but it could be seen as a civics exam about just how impartial the judiciary should be in checking and balancing the governor and the legislature. The voters will be turning in their grades on that exam tomorrow. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.